There is one aspect of life in prison that folks on the outside have maybe never thought that much about. Money. Whether you think it makes the world go round or that it's the root of all evil, you can't avoid it, even when you're incarcerated. Some audio journalism students at Northwestern University, who are incarcerated at Sheridan Correctional Center, wanted to highlight the role money plays in prison and why they're sometimes forced to choose between eating and keeping in touch with their families on the outside.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Mohammed Salaha.
This is Scott Sanders.
It's very different from the outside. Main thing being that we don't actually ever have physical money. Our loved ones, friends send us money in our commissary account, or we do have the opportunity, if it available, to work. Personally, it comes from my family and friends. My sister works, and she just has it set up where it directly every month, the first of the month or the second of the month, it directly goes to my account. And some of my friends, depending upon their truck drivers, so how much they make, if it was a good week or a bad week, they'll just, you know, contribute whatever they can.
My family gives me about $50 a month, plus we get a small, it's called a stipend from being in school. Regular inmates get about $13 a month. Instead of $13, I got $18 a month for working. Cooking food, cleaning, chopping vegetables, everything that goes into being a chef, except for getting a reasonable amount of pay. Some of the things I spend my money on are coffee, creamer, sugar, Kool-Aid. Those are the basics, plus toiletries. We got to buy our own soap, laundry detergent, toothpaste, I mean, anything you can imagine. For food, we get three meals a day, but the first one's at 4 in the morning, and we're lucky if we even hear an announcement for it. Next one's at 10 o'clock. We eat dinner at 4 o'clock at night, and most people don't go to breakfast at 4 in the morning, so the next meal you get realistically will be 10 o'clock the next day at lunch. So if I get hungry at night, I'll eat ramen noodles with beans in them.
My guilty pleasures happen to be probably Snickers, and anytime they have any fruit candy, which is either going to be Sour Patches or Skittles. And I want to say the bulk of my money, but a good portion of money also goes to my tablet, which we all got for free, which came with a charger and headphones. It's basically I'm not going to say it's a paperweight because it does have like a calculator, an FM radio, and a couple other apps that they offer for free. But the good stuff, like anything else, you have to pay for. It's $1.20 an hour, 2 cents a minute to have access to music, games, news apps, to watch movies, and so on and so forth. So what I usually do is I just pay $1.20, let's say if I finish all my schoolwork for that day, and I'll buy an hour worth of games. A lot of people probably listening would think, well, am I going to eat or am I going to play games? It's quite simple, but it's really not. When they think I'm a college student, you have the stress of that, the stress of the world, you know, being an uncle, a brother, a son. And sometimes I just want to get away. And how I do that is by playing a video game, listening to an album, watching a movie. So sometimes it's not that simple. Myself and many other individuals I did talk to were willing to forego or go hungry a night or two to be able to have access to the tablet.
I have a complicated relationship with the tablet. It's constant temptation because you get bored. You're sitting in a room all night long. You got nothing to do. I mean, you could pay a little bit of money and watch a movie. Or I usually avoid that. Again, it's temptation, but it's also a telephone now at my fingertips. I use the telephone on that tablet, you know, night and day. It's great. As much as the tablet angers me, it's also been this great tool to stay connected to my family. If you have money in prison, you can purchase a very relaxed lifestyle. Like I said, there's music, there's games, there's entertainment. I mean, the hardest part of prison is just the nothing. There's nothing to do all day long. And so it's not a uniform experience. I believe that when we sentence people to prison, people sending us here believe that everybody is going there and suffering equally. If they knew that, you know, some people were suffering more than others, I think that there'd be a lot of changes in the system.
That was Scott Sanders and Mohammed Salaha. They're both in the Northwestern Prison Education Program inside Sheridan Prison. We've been collaborating with that class to make our show today. That piece was produced by Brandon Kondritz.